What would you call your brother's son?
Nephew.
What do you call a child that's lost his father and his mother? He's had to go to a home. He'd be an
orphan.
And what's a person that's appointed to look after an orphan is called a
administrator?
Or
godmother?
Or the orphan is looked after his legal?
Legal matters.
Is looked after as, have you ever heard of guardian? Legal?
Yes. Guardian.
Do you want to get some water? Do you need a glass of water?
Well, that's dry. Just a little bit of it.
When somebody gets married, they invite all the people they're related to. You say that they invite
all their people for the wedding.
Well, yeah. If somebody has the same parents, then, you know, a brother and sister have the same parents, then you'd say that they were, the brother and sister were. Well, let's put it another way. If two people had the same last name, but none of their family was the same, they didn't have any of the same family, you'd say that they weren't.
Okay.
What if somebody that comes into the town that no one knows, you'd call them a, say that they were a
stranger, so yes.
Is there any other time that you'd call a person a stranger? These are just some names. What's a common name for a girl that begins with M?
Mary.
Yeah. And what's George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
Okay. What's a nickname for Helen that begins with M? Or it's in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines. And sometimes you call people name their cow that. Who did the cow kick in the stomach in the barn? It's a nickname for Helen. It begins with N. Nellie? What's a nickname for a little boy whose name is William and it begins with a B?
Bill.
Alright, it'd be Bill, but it'd be a little more name like a male goat. It's called a... Bill. Now these are, he wrote the first of the four Gospels, Mark, Luke, and John. What was the first?
Matthew.
Okay. Alright, a woman who conducts school is a
teacher.
If it's a woman, old-fashioned term for.
Well, maid school teacher.
Okay. Alright, have you ever heard of school mom? Just a woman teacher.